T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
If you're making a move in 4 weeks, it means you're already new. And if you already knew, it means you wasted this offseason.
I disagree with that premise. Keep going, but I disagree with the premise.
Then you play him more. There's no way. If you had this idea that you're going to give him 4 weeks and that's it, this should have happened in the offseason. You have the number two pick. You could have drafted Herbert. You could have drafted Tua. You could have gone after a veteran. If you knew that he wasn't the guy, then you'd do this before. I would have objected, but it's more reasonable than this. We saw it in Arizona. We saw the Kyler Murray, Josh Rosen situation, and people would have cried about fairness, and I would have told you, I don't care about fairness. I want Rivera to pick the guy. If he's got to go through this dog and pony show, now you've wasted your 2019 first-round pick. You have no 2020 second-round pick, and you're getting nothing out of either spot, and you had an entire offseason to fix something and address it. If you're going to make this move after 4 weeks, it means you already knew or had your mind pretty much made up, and this just solidified it. I need my professional talent evaluators to know either before this or to give a larger sample. This, again, looks like they had a plan and just scrapped it because something sexier came along.
Well, a couple things. Number one, I disagree because they were not able to evaluate him all offseason. They didn't get to see him. They saw what we did. They saw him studying. They saw him on Instagram working out every day. They saw him dropping 20-plus pounds. They saw him going from, you know, being chunky to having abs, and they thought he's working his bleep off. Also, there is a physical trait here that is elite, that is plus, the arm talent, the arm. I think I've seen this a million times in baseball and football. An executive says, wait, that pitcher right there is available? And I know that three other teams have said that they can't make this work, Daniel Cabrera, Henry Rodriguez. But he throws 99 with movement, and he's got a good breaking ball. I'll fix him. Now, how many pitching coaches have thought that? So I definitely believe that it would have been nearly impossible for them to know without having worked with him in their own offense, seen if he could run the stuff they wanted to run, seen what they thought of his work habits. Why take someone else's word for it? Particularly Jay Gruden's. No disrespect to Jay Gruden, but he didn't like him anyway. I mean, he's not – you're going to ask Jay Gruden, Kevin O'Connell, you know, the people that are still here in the front office who didn't want him drafted and just take their word for it when he got shoved on them? No. You're going to see, can I make this work? Am I able to do this?
Then you see. And they decided not to see anymore after four weeks.
But it's not 4 weeks. It's six games that you've seen. 7 weeks.
Whatever. However, 25 practices in 4 games. Either you have a process that makes sense or you do this mismatch thing, which is what they've always done. This is the same deal that we've dealt with in Washington for decades. There's a reason they haven't won in 30 years. And this is it. They do this.
It's 75 days worth of being around him all the time and dozens of practices and the ability to evaluate him day in and day out and seeing what is he able to fix, what isn't he able to fix. Now, I say all that to say, yes, I would have given him more time. Absolutely. I would have given him more games. I've said that all season long. I'll continue to say that for anybody who's listening, okay? Mm-hmm. But the idea that they had their mind made up before the season or they couldn't have changed their mind in 4 games, you've changed your mind in 4 games. At the beginning of the season, you were still of the belief that this guy could do it. You're now saying you wouldn't bet a cent that he can. So if you can change your mind as a backer, then I would say someone who is completely unbiased and completely not a backer, not a hater, neither, could make up their mind while watching not just the 4 games you have, but hundreds of other hours worth of him playing football.
Yeah, I need my professional evaluators to be better at it than I am, right? I mean, this is the point.
Why should they have made up their minds the second they got here that they didn't want him? Why shouldn't they give him a chance to play and to earn their respect?
Because that's what you're doing. You're making a bet. Howie Roseman spoke about this at the Sloan Analytics
conference. I don't understand this take.
this is not a take. This is such – you need a basic understanding of who you are as an organization, as a roster. You're making a bet. When you go with him, you have made a bet on him. Now you get nothing out of your first-round pick last year, and you don't have a second-round pick.
Not your problem.
It is your problem. You're trying to build an organization. You're trying to build a team.
A mistake first-round pick shouldn't just be followed down this rabbit hole for years because it was a bad pick. I'm sorry, I disagree with that.
Move on from him. You're not disagreeing. You're disagreeing with the wrong
thing. They moved on from him yesterday. That's what they did.
They do it before the season. Now you get nothing.
You can't do it before the season. They'd never seen him play.
They have film. They have access to everything.
In another offense with coaches who hated him.
Yeah, professional evaluators need to be able to do it before now. Now you've wasted everyone's time. You wasted everyone's energy. Either you do it early and people are going, what the hell? They figured out a way to do it in Arizona.
By the way, I'm sure if they would have moved on from him this offseason, you would have been fine with that.
Of course I would have disagreed, Grant, but it's better than this. This is the worst possible scenario.
I disagree.
This is the least sensible thing possible. This now you could have traded him before the draft.
He had a quarter of a season. I disagree. That's fine. We can disagree on
it. What are you disagreeing with?
You've already said
they should have given him more time.
Yes, I agree that I would have given him more time. The idea that they should have either moved on before the season or only given him 4 games, I think is preposterous. It's the equivalent of giving a second baseman 40 games and seeing if he can play or not. It's a quarter of a season. They gave
him
a quarter of a year, which I would have given him more. But the idea that they should have given him zero of a year, and just the second they showed up, decided they didn't like him, when he'd never played a down in their offense, when he'd never practiced in their offense, when they had never been around him for an hour, when they'd never gotten to know the guy, who was a 15th overall pick, shouldn't have been, but
so
was.
So now they've gotten to know him, and they can't wait to move on from him. You bet wrong. I'm not saying you, but they bet wrong. Because if you let him go into the season, then you need to see
a large sample. Bet wrong, though. I think they did their job. I think they got here.
They
have
their job
a quarterback
poorly.
They inherited. Okay, I'll
disagree
with
that. Done poorly. But what do you disagree with? You agree
I've
with
said
me
it 10 times. What do you mean, what do I disagree with? I disagree with the fact that the second they got here, they should have said, we don't like Dwayne Haskins. They didn't know if they liked Dwayne Haskins yet.
Right, but
how
they figured
they
it out
that?
After a small sample. We agree
after
that it's a small sample.
After 80 days of being around him every day. Since July 20th.
Right.
Yes, 80 days of intel, practicing every single day, being around him constantly for months. They figured out that they don't think he can do it in their offense. Yes,
in this situation, they needed to either figure it out sooner or later. They needed to either take their time, which they've decided not to do, right? Or you need to be to be bold and actually say, you know what? If we're going to move on, if we're capable of moving on for this guy, right, after a short sample, 80 days, 28 practices, 7 Zoom calls, whatever the hell it is, if you're willing to move on from him then, you need to be willing to move on from him before then to get something out of the asset. Now they've destroyed the asset, you'll get nothing for it in trade, and you have you're back on the same carousel as before. People should be desperate to get off that carousel, and they willingly hopped on it, paid their money for a token. That's what I don't get.
They hopped on that carousel the moment they announced his name at number 15. Whether you'll admit that or not, they have decided. What's that?
I'm confused about that. What do you mean?
You're saying that they're back on the quarterback carousel because they don't have a quarterback, correct? They didn't have a quarterback last week either. They just benched the guy that happened to be playing. He was not going to be the future based on anything that we've seen, correct? We said that last week. Have we changed our mind for some reason? So the point being, they didn't get on the carousel of needing a quarterback when they benched Dwayne Haskins. They got on the carousel of needing a quarterback when they guessed wrong in the first round. And no one in the football department did that. And owner did it because he'd seen him play at Bullis a couple times. That's how that happened.
I mean, Cliff Kingsbury moved on from Rosen after never seeing him play in whatever offense.
Yeah, if they could have drafted Kyler Murray, I think they probably would have done that.
They could have drafted Tua or Herbert.
They could have done that too. You're right. They absolutely could have drafted a quarterback like Tua or Herbert and moved on from Dwayne Haskins and been eviscerated for it. But they could have done it, sure. I don't think they should have. I think that letting him play and seeing if it worked was probably the right thing to do. 800-636-1067 is the number. Phone lines are open. You can hop in discussing the benching of Dwayne Haskins on Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.